Hey everybody, and welcome to the Dead Air Podcast. As usual, I am Nine.
And I'm Tim.
And before we get things started off, it's time to light our traditional smoke.
Promoting lung cancer. Greatest thing we could ever do.
Hey man, we do what we want and when we want to.
That's a great noise for you.
There you go. That's what your lungs sound like when you've been smoking for 2 years. Alright, well, we're going to keep today's show short for you.
At least try to.
We've gone over the suggested time limit of 5 minutes last few shows, so we're going to get back to our roots here. Alright, so first up tonight, or the only thing up tonight, is the Michael Jackson trial. Now, I know some of you are getting to that point where you're thinking, oh god, they're talking about Michael Jackson. It's on every fucking channel. Well, we give you the short and sweet stuff here.
And we make fun of it, so you know.
Good times. Now, Tim, you brought this little tidbit up to me.
Michael Jackson was late to court this morning because of back problems, supposedly.
No, Mr. Jackson, the reason you're having back problems is because you're nailing all the young boys in your room. Will I want to? Well, you're going to have to stop.
Yeah, well, apparently he went to the emergency room because he had back problems, and the judge got pissed off because it's like the third time he hasn't shown up for court on time or at all. So he
threatened.
Really, he sent out a bench warrant for his arrest, which Michael conveniently sped out of the emergency room to get there. He was late. He had threatened to revoke his $3 million bail if he wasn't there in an hour, and he showed up late. I have yet to figure out whether he actually was put in jail, because if you don't know, if when they revoke bail, that would mean that he would have to be in jail for the whole rest of the trial.
Which, you know what, isn't a bad thing with me, okay? My thing is, if somebody that popular, or if somebody desperate enough wants to get out of a trial or get out of the country, they will find a way.
Well, I don't think he'd leave the country. I just think that they need to show him that he's not above the law.
He is a normal citizen with a fetish for young boys.
I'm getting sick of celebrities getting the special treatment.
Or being shipped off to Club Fed. Well, it's very nice to hear that, you know, a judge is getting pissed off and is doing the normal things he should be doing. So I applaud the judge. And you know what? I applaud anyone who, you know, works in that field, okay? Let's put it this way. Justice, you know, policing, being a lawyer, being a judge, it's not easy work.
Oh, talking about judges, they think they figured out who killed
Lefko,
her family. The guy supposedly committed suicide right before a traffic stop.
Now, let me tell the folks out there about this. If you're not from Chicago,
Like we are.
Basically, a judge came home and found her husband and her mother dead on the floor of her apartment. The funny thing is, she was the judge that, I believe, passed judgment on Matthew Hale, the white supremacist.
Well, technically it wasn't her, but, you know.
Yeah, she presided.
They're hyping it up to say that she turned down his request, or people were complaining because his Church of the Creator is already being used and whatever, and they're hyping it up to say like, oh, she rejected him and she found for the other people. Well, it actually wasn't her. She actually found in his favor, and it was overturned by another judge.
Yeah, so in case you're wondering, Matthew Hale is a white supremacist. He has a white supremacist based church called Church of the Creator, I believe.
Everyone knows who he is by now.
Well, by now. I mean, this has been a nationally publicized story, so, you know, I mean,
Whatever. Who cares?
It's, you know, the story, tragic, yes.
You've heard it all before. There's nothing that we could bring up that you haven't heard.
So the guy killed himself.
He also sent a letter to NBC, the local station here. Anyways, I wanted to mention something. We got a listener email.
Oh, yes, we did. Allow me to pull it up for all of you fuckers.
I'd like to see more of these, by the way.
Okay, this is from Chris Falco, and it goes as follows. Yes, I am an asshole, but at least I'm listening.
fuck you in red letters, fuck you in red letters, fuck you in red letters. And this continues on about 125 more times. And at the end, he ends the email on a positive note, down with 1209, Chris Falco.
I agree, very much so.
Even though 1209 actually finally made sense in his last two or three podcasts.
Yeah, I was sort of disappointed.
But you know what? He started off as a moron, and he will forever be embedded as a moron to us.
Forever.
First impressions are always the big thing. All right, so I guess this concludes today's edition of the Dead Air Podcast.
Not the best, but not the worst we've come out with. You know, you can't have a great show every time, but, you know.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Feel free to send us an email at
deadaircrew@gmail.com. That's right, we finally set up the Gmail thing because we got off our asses.
Or give us a call at 206-3-FUCKER. That's 206-3-FUCKER. You send us a voicemail, we will play it on the show.
And if you're interested, check out our site at www.deadaircrew.com.
Well, for now, I'm Tim.
And I'm Nine, and this is the Dead Air Podcast crew saying,
fuck you.